Hey, good morning. I'm Kate, and I have John Stefanik on the phone with Drayton Entertainment. He is the director of Beautiful, the Carol King musical, coming to the Hamilton Family Theater in Cambridge very soon on May 17th to June 10th. How exciting. How are you, John?
I'm great. So great to be here. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for coming in. Well, being on the phone. Thanks for calling. So the Carol King musical, I've never seen it. It's not one I'm super familiar with, and a lot of people might be in the same boat. So how would you describe the musical to us? What can we expect from Beautiful, the Carol King musical?
Well, it's funny. When it first appeared on Broadway, after having huge critical acclaim on Broadway, I have to say, and it was fascinating to me that, for example, my mom wanted to see it so badly because it really spoke to her generation, all the songs that she knew of Carole King. But to me, what was amazing was that so much of her catalog were a lot of things that I didn't even realize that she had written. She really was the voice of a generation. Songs like Natural Woman or You've Got a Friend or One Fine Day. Like, she wrote for the Shirelles, you know, she wrote for the Drifters, you know, that there were so many different songs of that, of her generation that she wrote for. She really carved out a name for herself and including, of course, Tapestry, which she's most well known for. I think what's beautiful about the show is that it's not just a jukebox musical hearing the songs. It interweaves her story with these songs, and you really get an idea of what 60s rock and roll was like and how things come. The fact that all of these different artists would come and congregate in this studio that was really in an office building in the early 60s, and they'd write hit after hit after hit for different groups. And this was Carole King at 16. That's the life that she lived. And it was wonderful to see in the story, the trajectory, that how she went from being a 16-year-old songwriter into being a legend. And that's what the show's about. The writing of it is really wonderful because you feel like you get to know about the generation, you get to know about Carole King, and of course you have the great songbook to go with it.
Yeah, so it's entertainment for even people who were not at all alive in that generation and don't know
Absolutely.
What we're talking about.
That's the thing I love about it. Is it really? I think it's when I saw it on Broadway, for example, there was everyone from every generation that was there, and even young people rediscovering or discovering, I should say, music of Carole King. That it really speaks to it. Multiple generations of the show, and I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And so if your mom or if grandma really loved that type of music, you can bring the whole family and grandma can just sit in her nostalgia and your kids can learn about it.
I think that's the wonderful thing. It is a show for all ages, even children. And I think that it's got a great soundtrack. And I think that it touches on so many different styles as well mm-hmm. throughout the 60s and 70s. And things that we are become iconic by other artists. You know, it's like Natural Woman, for example, with Aretha Franklin. It's wonderful to see how all of these different artists are interwoven into her life.
Yeah, it's so cool how everyone knew each other. And just looking at the cast list, I was thinking, oh, they're going to be in this play. I was like, no way.
We have a wonderful company led by an incredible artist named Emily Lukasik. And she takes on this role of Carol. And what's incredible about it is you see her go from being a 16-year-old girl all the way to her appearance at Carnegie Hall in her 40s. And to be able to have that depth as an artist and to be able to have incredible range in terms of her voice and being able to play the piano, she's able to do everything. And not only her, but a lot of different artists. You're going to see different styles, different groups coming in, and you really get a good feel. The fellas that are playing the Drifties, for example, and the ladies playing the Shirelles, they just knock your socks off with their vocals and their dance. So it's really quite a fun, exciting show.
And this is actually your Drayton Entertainment debut?
It is, you know, and I'm thrilled to be here because being a Canadian, I live down in the States, but to be back home in Canada, and to especially be in this area, Drayton is an incredible company for bringing all of these shows to this area of Ontario. And what's wonderful about that is you really feel top quality Broadway level with all of the artists and the design of the set and the lights. You know, it's a wonderful experience for anyone to come here.
Absolutely.
You know, you will be blown away by the quality of the whole production, as I was when I got here. It's what's wonderful about Alex Moustakas, who runs the company, is that it's really like in the show where they say it's a factory that creates music. This is a factory that creates incredible entertainment. moments, because there's so many different diverse shows all rehearsing at the same time, getting ready, sets being built. And they also have an incredible youth theater as well. Mm-hmm. Like, they do everything, which is wonderful.
What would you say, as a director who has been all over the place, what's your favorite part about directing this show specifically?
The wonderful thing about directing this production of Beautiful is working with this incredible, talented company of artists on this beautiful songbook. And I feel like for one moment you're laughing hysterically in a scene, and the next, you know, you're remembering a song thinking, oh, I love that song. And then the next you're crying because it's a very touching piece. It's a real whirlwind through a woman's life that really touches all of us, because we've all had somewhat of that same journey in terms of the fun and the emotion and the joy in our lives. And she really touches on that.
That's fantastic. I'm excited to see it. You can get tickets at DraytonEntertainment.com, or you can call 1-855-DRAYTON. And hopefully you're getting your tickets for Beautiful, the Carole King musical, starting up at the Hamilton Family Theater, Cambridge, May 17th, and it goes until June 10th. And then it moves over to Huron Country Playhouse in Grand Bend from June 15th to July 1st. So it's going all over the place.
That's great to have a show everywhere. I think people are going to really enjoy it. I hope you get to come see it soon.
Thank you so much, John Stefanik, director of Beautiful, the Carole King musical at Drayton Entertainment. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.